When you study Scripture, you find many examples of believers who dared to trust God so completely that they lived courageously. They dared to be faithful to God and live boldly for Him. Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church. Welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for joining us as we examine some of the most faithful and courageous heroes of Scripture. We hope this study challenges you to live boldly for Christ today.
Welcome to day 47 of Dare to Be. Our title for today is Dare to Step Out with Jesus. John Ortberg once said, "Water walking requires not only the courage to take a risk, but also the wisdom to discern a call." Our text for today is from Matthew chapter 14, verses 28 and 29. And Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus. We know of Peter from Matthew's gospel that his impulsiveness gets him in deep water. At the Mount of Transfiguration, in the Garden of Gethsemane, and at Caesarea Philippi, he thoughtlessly speaks out and Jesus reprimands him. Yet here, he asks Jesus to command him to come to him. John Ortberg explains this change in Peter's life. One of the striking aspects of the story, as Matthew tells it, is that Peter does not immediately jump out of the boat. He begins by requesting Jesus to give him permission first. "Lord, if it's you, command me to come to you on the water." Why does Peter do this? After all, he certainly does not have a problem acting out his impulses. Matthew's portrait of Peter makes it quite clear that he was in touch with his inner impulsive child. So why does he pause here to ask for a command first before climbing out of the boat? I believe that Matthew wants his readers to understand a crucial aspect about water walking. Peter is not in charge of water walking. Jesus is. This is not some power at Peter's disposal to use anytime he chooses for whatever purpose he pleases. Before he gets out of the boat, he had better make sure that this is what he is called to do and that Jesus is the one doing the calling. Jesus is looking for something more than mere impulsiveness. Sometimes people make reckless decisions about relationships, finances, or work, and then rationalize it with a veneer of spiritual language. The line between "thou shalt not be afraid" and "thou shalt not be ridiculous" is often a fine one and not easily located. Knowing when to get out of the boat and take a risk does not only demand courage, it also demands the wisdom to ask the right questions, the discernment to recognize the voice of the Master, and the patience to wait for His command. Jesus is not looking for impulse-ridden types. He is looking for what might be called the type W, or water-walking personality. This involves the desire for adventure with God, the God gene. And we all have one. It's part of our spiritual DNA. It requires both courage to take risks and wisdom to know which risks to take. This needs to be clarified in our Dare to Be study. Jesus wants us to be ready and willing to take risks for Him when He calls us. The emphasis is on daring to be all God has called us to be. We need to discern the voice of God's calling on our lives. We must pray before we risk, because if God has not called us to this task, we have much to fear. As Moses said, if your presence does not go with us, do not send us up from here. That's from Exodus chapter 33, verse 15. Moses knew that moving ahead without God was a foolish idea. Myron Augsburger and Lloyd Ogilvy write, "Faith rivets its attention solely on the Master who says, 'Come.'" Peter ensured that it was Jesus and that he was commanding him to come to him. This is always a necessary step in daring to follow Christ. We must know that Christ calls us to take a step of faith. Once we are sure the call is from Jesus, we can take courage and trust Him completely. God will never call us out of our comfort zone and leave us hanging. He always goes before us and will enable us to live the life He has called us to. So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus. Some questions to consider. How do you imagine Peter felt walking on water to Jesus? What causes you the most difficulty in ensuring God is calling you to step out in faith? And finally, how can you ensure God is leading you while at the same time not delaying your obedience to His command? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.